clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. It makes a lot of sense why that verse is in this context as you read it. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I mean, you can see what's going on. You can see how helpful all that will be to us. Verse 5, let's go back there. We'll go to the middle of it. All of you be subject one to another. What does that look like? Everybody being subject one to another. It's putting aside self-promoting pride, which we're a team. We all have the same goal, hopefully. We're a church united, heading in the same direction. What we have to be careful of is putting aside self-promoting pride, because groups can start to form. Stuff can happen where one person wants to go this way, you know, my way is the best way. And what we need to do is put that self-promoting pride aside and just trust God for what's coming next. As you go on in verse 5, it says, and be clothed with humility. Be clothed with humility. That's opposite going on of self-promoting pride. We're supposed to humble ourselves. The Greek word is huge for that. It's tapenoph rosinunen. It just is talking about a lowliness of mind, self-abasement. It's the attitude of one who willingly serves. And that's the attitude that we have to have through this. Is, oh, there's a need. Well, how can I help? How can, you know, it's whether you're in the spotlights or not. You know, there's needs that are going to come up. And our role in this is to put on humility, where just that attitude of service. What can I do? How can we keep this church going and growing and maintaining our strength as we move forward? Moving on, we're at the end of verse 5. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Pride will not help us with anything as we're moving forward. God resists that. God resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. God gives grace to the humble, and we're sure going to need God's grace as we go forward. That's what's going to keep us going, is God's grace. We're definitely going to need his help through this. Then verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. We're to humble ourselves to God's plan. God knows what his plan is. We don't. That's what it is. We don't know what's coming next. But we can be sure that God has a plan. And our job is to humble ourselves to that plan. Whatever it may be. Okay, God. We talked about this morning. You're big. You can do anything. Here I am. How can I serve in your plan? Where are we at? Verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Give our worries, our anxieties, our fears to God. Which it's nice once we do that, but it's not an easy thing to do, to give your worries away. We want to hold on to them for whatever reason. But we just need to hand that over to God. Trust in him. God cares about us. And I can't think of anyone better to care about me than my almighty, all-powerful God. So just trust in it. We got to trust in him. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We got to beware of the attacks of the devil. We're extremely vulnerable. We're going to be extremely vulnerable because all the stuff we just looked at before, that pride, the worries, all that stuff can start creeping in. And the devil could have a heyday with us if we stop trusting, if we stop. So we got to be extra alert for that moving forward because the devil's walking around seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for us. Then verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions were accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The first part of verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith. We've got to stay strong in our faith. Just don't let our faith in God waver. I don't want to paint a bad picture of what's coming, but we know something's coming, and we got to stay strong in our faith, good or bad. Just stay strong in our faith, trust God for whatever's coming next. Then verse 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Those words are incredible, the meaning that they carry. Perfect is talking about thoroughly repair. So whatever we face, however bumpy the road is, however much it hurts, guess what? At the end of it, in God's plan, we'll be thoroughly repaired. Then he uses the word establish. That means to turn in a certain direction. So not only are we going to be repaired, we're going to be turned in the direction that God wants us to be turned in. Then strengthen, to make strong. So we'll come out of this stronger. And then settle, to make stable. So all these, however, have to deal with. These are what God wants to do to us, for us, with this church. However, our response has a lot to do with the outcome. Because if we let the devil get a hold of us, if we let pride take over, if we separate and go our own ways because whatever reason, then we're not staying strong in our faith, and then these promises aren't for us because we're not staying in God's will, God's plan for us. And then verse number 11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever, amen. You see how he ends the thought? What's it all about? It's not about us. It's about God's glory. These people are going through trials, afflictions, persecutions. Peter says, hey, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So what's our ultimate duty through all this? To give God the glory. He knows what he's doing. We might not understand it, but it's for his glory. Psalm 48:1. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Deuteronomy 32:3, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. And then Psalm 46:10, I'm going to turn there because this verse has been extremely helpful for me the last 2 weeks. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. That's it. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted. It's all for God's glory. Everything we're about to face, everything we're going through, for God's glory. So where are we at as a church? Make it more personal. What's going on with us? The shock phase, maybe? Oh, that was 2 weeks ago, at least for me. Shock phase. Probably hurting a little bit. I don't know, I'm hurting from this. Need. We might feel some need right now. We don't know what is next, but God does. We can have confidence he will take us where we need to go. And to get there, we need to be seeking His face, seeking His will, not seeking our agenda, not seeking our desires necessarily, but looking to God, what do You want from us? What's Your will for us? How do You want to perfect us, strengthen us, make us stable, make us strong? Just seeking God's face through this whole thing. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. We have promise from God. We need to seek God's face, and we need to rest in His will. Whatever that is, just rest in His will. Make sure He gets the glory through it all. So I want to ask, I've asked a few men to come up and pray. If you would, just make your way up here.
Before I start praying, it's amazing the power that's in these verses that God laid on Ben's heart, Pastor Ben's heart, to bring to us. And if you look at them, it's actually a prayer. We can take verses 5 through 11 and pray those very words. We can put our name individually and the church in what it says here. Likewise, Brian, submit myself unto the elder. We need to do that personally. We need to do that as a church, and have God in all of it, everything that we do. So let's go ahead and take this to the Lord in prayer. Father God in heaven, I thank You so much for Your word. I thank You, Lord, for Pastor Ben as he's brought the word today, that You laid these verses on his heart to bring to us. There's no coincidence in that, Heavenly Father, and we thank You and praise You, and we do give You the glory, Father God. I pray, God, that You would search me, that there would be nothing in me, Lord, that would hinder my prayer or any other prayer in this room right now, Father God. So search me now, Lord. We thank You and praise You for everything. And Father God, I do pray that I would submit myself to the elders. We've got some pretty big decisions here, Lord, and I want to lift up Pastor Ben as he's going to be the one in charge here, Father God, that he will have that he'll have the discernment that he needs, Lord, and that he, like all of us, we'll trust in You, Father God, that we would be clothed with humility, because, Lord, as it says here, You resist the proud. So we want the grace and the humbleness, Father God. We humble ourselves. I humble myself, Father God, under Your mighty hand, and that You will exalt us in due time, in Your time, Heavenly Father, that You will continue to watch out for this church as we seek You, Heavenly Father. And Father God, that we will cast all of our cares upon You. We know we have that promise that You care for us, Father God. So let us turn to You and not to ourselves, Heavenly Father, in this time that we're facing, Father God. I see it as a wonderful chance to grow, Father God. I pray that you would grow us in this. And Heavenly Father, I pray that I would be sober, that I would be vigilant, and that we would all be sober and vigilant as the devil is, Father God. This is a time for him to try, Lord, to drive us apart, to devour us as a roaring lion, Heavenly Father. So give us that strength, that vigilance, Father God, that we would resist him, that we would resist it in that steadfast faith that we all have, that faith, Father God, in You would be magnified, Heavenly Father, and we would resist the wiles of the devil, Father God, because as it says in Ephesians, we don't deal with the flesh, but we deal, Father God, with the powers of the air. So, Lord, we're very aware of the opportunity that Satan is going to take to divide this church, and Father God, we pray against that in the power of Your Son's blood, and in His name, Lord, that Satan would be defeated. There would be no victory for him at all, Father God, so we give that to You. And Lord, You are the God of all grace, and You have called us to the glory, the eternal glory, through Christ Jesus, Lord. That's what it's about. So we want to just continue, Father God, in that faith and in that strength that you will make us perfect. You will repair us. You will establish us and strengthen us and settle us in this time, Father God. And that is so that you, Lord, will have all the glory and dominion forever and ever. Father God, Peter said it so well. It's a prayer that we can come to you, each one of us, just putting our name in Scripture, Father God, and lifting up the church with Scripture, Heavenly Father, to glorify you, God. That's what it's about. We're here to honor you, to glorify your name, Lord, and to learn more about you, that we someday will see your face, God, and we'll all sing glory to you. So we thank you and praise you, Father God, as we go through this time, anticipating the positive change, Father God. And we pray, Lord, as we cast everything upon you, we know that you will take care of it and that it'll be in your time and not ours, Father God. And we just pray for that patience and grace and mercy, Lord, that you promise us in your word. So we thank you and praise you now in Jesus' name.
Today, last week when Brother Ben asked me to read the Psalms, I had no idea I'd be reading two Psalms today. But I kind of been sitting back there, and this is drawn to my heart, and I'm going to read the Psalms that I've held on to for a long time. And it's Psalms 139, 23, and 24. And Brother Brian just kind of talked about this too. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." But I was sitting back there thinking about if we hold that on as a church, I'm going to read it that way. I'm not going to try to change anything because I don't want to change it, but I'm going to read that as, search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in us and then lead us in the way of everlasting. I think if it's a church, I think Brother Hall brought the vision to our church with the discipleship and with the discussion classes, and I've really enjoyed that because it's brought relationships, I think. I really enjoyed getting to know the Stones, and Miss Burkett just still on my heart today from our first discussion group. I think all those discussion groups are just the relationships that our church needed at this time. I think God was preparing our church. So I think if we just do this and continue to hold those relationships together, we'll be fine. I'm going to share something what I shared today in our discussions group. Today's Father's Day. My father was the one that I went to when we found this out. I called my dad right away. He said, "Dad, you know, you've been through this. What do I do?" And he just said, "Look to your father. You know, God's got the answers. He's got the reasons. You know, we just need to hold on to that." So I'm going to pray for that today. I wish you'd pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, again, I just come to you and with an open heart, Lord. I love you. I care for you. I thank you for the emotion that I have inside me that I can share this. Lord, I just want to ask you for the continuance of relationships building in this church. Lord, I know you have a man for our church. I know where he's at and on the timing of when he's going to be here, Lord. I know that he might even be here, Lord. And I pray that if that's the will, that you just bless us with whoever that is, Lord. I just thank you for what this church has meant to me, Lord. I just thank you for what this has meant to my family. I just thank you for what it's meant to the relationships that are being grown each day here, Lord. I love this church. I love the people in this church. I know you have great things for us, and I praise you for that. I just pray that each one of us open our hearts and continue to just let God work in your lives. And always to give him the glory for what he's doing in your lives, but always also, Lord, to help each one of us thank you for the things that we don't see and the things that we do see, Lord, just to always give you the praise for that. Again, Lord, I thank you for this family and this church that you've brought me to. And Lord, I'm going to give you the praise up front, Lord, that you'll continue to grow this church and continue to grow our relationships. And everything you do, we give the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's hard when Ben asked us to come up and just say a prayer or something. It's hard to just come up and pray sometimes without sharing your hearts. And it's great to hear these guys share their hearts. It's great to see what
is in the hearts of these men in this church. You know, I've come to this church a couple years ago, and man, the love I see in this church, you don't see it that many other places. There's just a lot of love here, a lot of great things happening, and I'm really encouraged that these men studying be led by God, and that's you hear it from the words we read and everything, and it's an awesome thing because we were all guided by Pastor Hall. His heart was led by God, and so therefore, when we submit to one another, then our hearts get submitted to God, and it's just so interesting. I shared with my Sunday school class, it was just kind of interesting this morning, you know, just how it seemed like through Pastor Ben's sermon, you know, I'm just hearing the Lord in my heart and kind of that faith, and that's what I heard, that like faith activates God's design and fear deactivates God's design. And you see that all throughout the Old Testament, and you see it, I see it in my life all the time, you know, if I live in fear, I'm deactivating what God can do in my life, and I think that goes for all of us, you know, that when we act that way, but when we act out in faith, you know, Peter was an example when he walked on water. Boy, his faith was, I'm doing it, let's go, and he did it, he was doing it, and then fear crept in, and he sank, and we see it all the time. In the wilderness, the children of Israel, when they went in and spied the land out and checked it out, fear took over on all but two of the spies, correct? And they did not enter the promised land for another 40 years. So it's just interesting to hear God leading men. I'm so encouraged. Last Wednesday night, Adam, thank you, Adam, for sharing what he shared. And some of the things I picked up from him, you know, was put the Lord first. Adam shared from his heart, you know, and the Lord's just speaking to me, and this is all for me because it's all for me, and if it applies, that's great. But Adam, I guess that's one place you can be selfish, right? It was great to hear Adam do that, and it's so true, you know. I need and we need just to keep our focus on God, just as Pastor Hall did. Nothing changes. It's interesting. We're just surrounded by God's goodness every day. Every time we're up here, we're singing this song. I can't help. Count your blessings. Sing them one by one. Man, some of you guys are younger and maybe not, but you know, some of us older folks, I mean, we have a lot of valleys we walk through, but there's so many blessings. Look, I've walked through a lot of valleys and I'm still here. I'm still breathing and I'm still loving God and giving him the glory, and I can. But those things are great, you know, and the verse that applies to Satan, and it's only if we allow it. We have a choice. We have a choice to stand up. It was interesting. I had a family about a year ago. A person's husband passed away, you know, 20-some years of marriage, 2 kids. He was the patriarch. And, I mean, it was just like, whoa. And I remember sharing with the wife and going, but you guys were building a legacy. And it was funny because they had a company called Legacy Distribution. And I just shared with her that you have and had built a legacy with your children, with your community, and with everything. And just because your husband's not here doesn't mean the legacy stops. The legacy continues on. That's what a legacy is. And it's just the same here. We may go through changes. This church is always going through changes. We've lost many people in the last few years. You've lost them before. They move away. Things happen. Things go. And things change. But the legacy does not change because Pastor Hall's vision and the church's vision was straight from God. It came from God and went out. And that's the legacy. And that's not going to change. That's where all these men, as Adam teaches, God first. And then, you know, we hear from Pastor Ben today and these other men as they share their hearts. So those are just some of the things. I'm really encouraged on what I see in this church. I am encouraged about the love I see for all the people in here and the love they show outwards. I'm encouraged about the men I see preach and teach on the Word of God, and I hear God speaking to me through them. So I know that they're submitted to God, And I know that's a key thing, is that I submit myself to them and to this church, and that we all do that. And the legacy will continue, and it'll be a great place, and the love will continue on. So will you pray with me also? Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your wonderful creation, Lord. We thank you for what you created in the earth and the world, Lord. We thank you for what you created here in this church, Father God. What a wonderful thing as we see love come in and go out, Father God. And may we always be a vessel for that, Lord. May we be submitted to you, God, and you first, Lord, and you only, Lord. And then may we submit to each other, Father God, in love. Lord, showing your light throughout this world, Father God. May we just continue the legacy that's been put forth in this church, and that's serving you, Father God, loving you, and creating relationships together with one another. Right now, Lord, as I believe the pastor's in the States back from Cuba, Lord, that we just continue to bless him, Father God. Continue for his traveling mercies, Lord, as he returns home in a few days or so, Father God. We just thank you, as looking back, as the wonderful times you've given him, the protection you gave over his family and over the church, Lord, as we see people stand up, Lord, and just fill in the gaps, Father God. We give you the glory for that, Lord. We thank you that you lead us. We thank you that you lead us through your word and through your hearts, Father God. And Lord, we just submit myself to you, Lord. I submit myself to this church, Father God. And we just give you the glory and honor that's due your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to ask Matt to go ahead and come up, and we'll sing song 772. And I just want to thank you all for being here, being who you are, loving God, loving others, just striving to do what God wants. I pray that we'll all continue to go forward, continue to seek God's face, continue to be what God wants us to be, regardless of who it is standing up here, who has the senior pastor tag on their door, just to keep loving God like he's designed us to do. So let's go ahead and stand. We'll sing song number 772.